Thank you. Take a deep breath. Now, quietly in your head, say thank you to God for that breath. Have you ever thanked God before for a breath? Look at your hands. Wonderful tools. Quietly in your head, say thank you, God, for my hands. Have you ever thanked God before for your hands? And now say thank you to God for the gift of language by which we can say thank you to God for our breath and for our hands. Have you ever thanked God before for language? Ordinary, everyday things that we so easily take for granted. But these and many other things that contribute to our happiness are, of course, gifts to us from our living and loving God. That's the point that St. Paul was making in our reading for today. And I have to give you some background to this reading, which we can call Adventures in Evangelism, or You Never Know What Can Happen When You're Out There Teaching About Jesus. Paul and Barnabas had gone on their first missionary trip, and they came to a little village in Asia Minor, present-day Turkey, called Lystra, and there they healed a man who had been unable to walk because of a birth defect all his life. And when the villagers saw this healing, they went wild. They thought that their Greek gods had come down to them in human form, and they started calling Paul, who was the one who spoke the most, they called him Hermes, the messenger of the gods, and they called Barnabas Zeus, the chief of the gods, and the priest of Zeus in a nearby temple started running out cattle and bulls to start sacrificing to these guys. And then that brings us to this reading in Acts 14. But when the apostles, Barnabas and Paul, heard of this, they tore their clothes and rushed out into the crowd shouting, "Men, why are you doing this? We too are only men, human, like you. We are bringing you good news, telling you to turn from these worthless things to the living God who made heaven and earth and sea and everything in them. In the past, he let all nations go their own way, yet he has not left himself without testimony. He has shown kindness by giving you rain from heaven and crops in their seasons. He provides you with plenty of food and fills your hearts with joy." Even with these words, they had difficulty keeping the crowd from sacrificing to them. What an odd situation. And what a strong reaction by the apostles. No modern day talk here about, how quaint these religious customs, but we have to accept them because, after all, we're all going to the same place, we're all worshiping the same God in different ways. There's none of that from the apostles. They tore their clothes as a sign of distress, rushed out into the crowd shouting, "Stop this! Turn away from these worthless things to the living God." Notice this basic contrast. Worthless things. The living God. Anything that does not honor the true and living God, that is the triune God that Paul and Barnabas were representing, the Father, the Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior, the Holy Spirit, any worship, indeed any activity that does not honor the living God is a worthless thing. And why should the whole focus of our lives be on this living God? Because Paul says the true and living God created everything and continues to bless you and me with his kindness, giving us rain and crops and food, and we might add language and hands and breath. All the ordinary things we take for granted that can fill our hearts with joy and happiness. This kindness of God upon everyone. These are signs of God's love. They are love letters from God to all humankind. Paul didn't even have a chance on this occasion to get to the part about Jesus. Sadly, the crowd there at Lystra didn't let him do that. But happily, you and I know about Jesus, who is the ultimate sign of God's love and care for us, who cements our happiness through the forgiveness of sins which he won for us in his life and his death and his resurrection. Jesus, who restored our relationship of friendship with God and who gave us the assurance of God's love and care and help for us in every situation. And that means that we can turn from all the worthless things around us that are empty of the living God and make everything we do a tribute of thanks to the living God. Make your next breath a tribute of thanks to the living God. Make the next work of your hands a tribute of thanks to God. Make the next assignment you hand in a tribute of thanks to God. Make your sports or music or speech or theater performance a tribute of thanks to God. Make your Saturday night plans a tribute of thanks to God. Yes, make even your difficulties and your troubles and your challenges a tribute of thanks to God, who through Jesus Christ assures us that he is with us in all of them. That's how we can turn from worthless things to the living God. For all he has done, let us thank God through everything that we do. Let us pray. Almighty God, most merciful Father, you open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. We give you most humble and hearty thanks that you have crowned the fields with your blessing and are permitting us once more to gather in the fruits of the earth and have heaped this harvest atop many other precious gifts that we enjoy every day. We humbly ask you to bless and protect the living seed of your word sown in our hearts, that in the abundant fruits of righteousness we may always present to you an acceptable thank offering in all we do. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen. Let us rise and sing to the Lord of Harvest.